This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 9th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The skies over Israel are mostly clear today with warm temperatures. Tel Aviv and Haifa are experiencing sunny weather, while Jerusalem enjoys a light breeze, a beautiful day for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has struck over 85 Hezbollah sites in the past 24 hours in response to rocket fire from southern Lebanon. Also, Ynet reports settlers and soldiers forced Palestinians to exhume a body from a West Bank grave following objections to its location. Also this hour. According to JNS, the IDF killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of Miashem, along with destroying tunnels in Rafah. Separately, Forward reports, a man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march last year has been sentenced to life in prison. And finally, in earlier reporting, a border police officer was suspended following the fatal shooting of an unarmed man in Rahat, according to Ynet. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 notes a shift in public discourse in Lebanon as a citizen confronted a Hezbollah supporter live on television questioning their actions. Standing Together encourages listening to Rula Daoud, highlighting a conversation about unity. Khaled Hassan humorously remarks on the term genocide, suggesting it includes marathons, in a recent post. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF strikes. The Jerusalem Post details how Israel targeted Hezbollah weapon storage and production sites. This action follows rocket fire that threatened IDF soldiers. The regional tension continues to escalate, posing risks to civilians on both sides. Turning to the West Bank incident, Ynet reveals that settlers objected to a grave near Sanur, prompting military orders to move a Palestinian body. This highlights ongoing tensions over land and burial rights, affecting community relations in the area. Meanwhile, JNS provides insight into the recent IDF operations in Gaza. The targeted Hamas member was involved in a previous abduction. This strike, along with tunnel destructions, aims to disrupt terrorist activities. The move signals a continued crackdown on militant networks impacting security dynamics. In Boulder, Forward reports on the sentencing of a man involved in a deadly attack on a march for Israeli hostages. The life sentence reflects the severity of the crime and aims to deter future acts of violence. On to the business news. First, CTEC reports Bank Hapoalim will pay $9.5 million to settle lawsuits related to the Madoff scandal through its Swiss subsidiary. Separately, Globes highlights that ADOC has raised $150 million to prevent diagnostic errors, boosting its presence in nearly 2,000 hospitals. And finally, Ynet Business reveals a decline in Israel's high-tech R&D jobs for the first time, sparking concerns over potential brain drain. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.